the book Hebrews, part 194. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, again, I need to say the two keys to the book of Revelation, I cannot overemphasize it. It's a must in every household. There's information for generations to come. If Yahushua is stirring to come, hallelujah. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's a +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. Please make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, really a pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What is the date today? What's the date today? Today is the 25th of September 2025. What was supposed to happen 2 days ago and yesterday? The rapture was supposed to take place. Did it happen? Do you know of one soul that has been raptured? I don't know of one. I'm not talking about somebody that's died or had a heart attack or died in a car accident or whatever way. I'm talking who were transformed, who just disappeared. Who, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58. Where they've been changed from mortal to immortality, from fleshly into a heavenly body. Meeting Yahushua in the air. Has a rapture occurred? It has not occurred. And for the next let me get it right. If they make the covenant tomorrow, then it will be 1,230 days from there. The covenant between Roman Catholic Pope and Israel. You must make very sure it's the right covenant. For so long, from 1970, Yasser Arafat, Grandfather Bush, the president, the son Bush, Clinton, Obama, Trump, and they all made covenants with Israel and the Palestinians. It's not the right one. It's not the one that would trigger the 70th week of Daniel. Again, I say, all the information that I'm talking about here is been written, is part of my life for 58 years. Studying the eschatology and the times according to the scripture. The last 26 years, I don't belong to no church, denomination, or organization in the world. I belong to the Bride of Yahushua the last 15 years. So, let's go back. Has the rapture occurred? No. Why not? Because Yahweh is no man, should he say something and not do it. He's not a man that he can or should lie. And according to Yahweh's plan and of salvation, there's a covenant for 7 years. After it's been formed, 1,230 days. Not 60 days, 30 days. Time of false peace. The parousia will happen. The coming of Yahushua. Not the rapture, the coming. The coming and the rapture is here. It's two different things. The coming is for the bride of Yahushua. The Greek is parousia. The bride will be taken out, the Ruach HaKodesh will be taken out. 7 years and 105 days. Where do I get it? Daniel 12 verse 11. Go make a note, 1,290 days. Daniel 12 verse 12 plus 1,335 days. 2,625 days. 7 years and 105 days. To the Battle of Armageddon. Thereafter, the White Throne Judgment. So let's wait. Keep our eyes focused on what's happening in Israel. The wars that then, everything. And follow my TikToks, follow my WhatsApps, messages, YouTube, preachings and teachings. The moment that it occurs, it will be the biggest event in the world. And the bride will know. And you know what happens? For us as Yahvist and bride, we don't need to wait for a covenant to be signed, to repent and get ready. No, 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 no. We live in holiness every day of our life. We try and live as close to the Word as we possibly can. It's grace upon grace upon grace. If it wasn't for grace, we would never have made it. So it's very important. Get the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation. But it says here in Hebrews 10 verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance. Now what is a remembrance? It's a leftover. There is a remembrance again, made of sin every year. According to those sacrifices of the Old Testament, there was always a remembrance. There was from the moment that it happened. And the priest says, your sins is your forgiven. And he turns around to go back to the front part of the tabernacle. Immediately, the Israelites started to sin. The remembrance again, made of sin every year. It accumulates and accumulates and accumulates. And this happened for just over 1,000 years since Israel was released from bondage after 430 years of bondage under the Egyptians. Verse 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. It was given, but it was not possible. The intention was good. The intention were right. But the people that performed in that time were not sincere. And that's why we find Israel, the nation of Israel, every now and then they were worshipping idols. Even in the time when they left Egypt, when Moses went up the mountain to receive the commandments, when he stayed too long, when he came back, they already made a calf, a bull of gold, and worship it. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls, the sacrificial blood of any animals and of goats, should take away sins. It doesn't say sin, it says sins, plural. There was not a way that it could take away sins. Why not? Because it only became a ritual. A yearly day on the calendar that was called a ritual. Therefore, when he cometh into the world, know that he should have been a capital H. Who is the he? Yahushua. Therefore, when he, the capital H, Yahushua, cometh into the world, after he was born, after he grew up, after 30 years, then he was immersed by John the Immerser, and he received the Ruach like a dove, and Yahweh said, this is my beloved son, and whom I'm well pleased. Now, therefore, when he cometh into is in the future. Because they were first participating in the blood of goats and of the bulls and of sheep and doves. Therefore, when he, Yahushua, cometh into the world, he, Yahushua, capital H, said, sacrifice and offering thy wouldest not. Thy capital T. Sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. That me, capital M, Yahushua. That thou is his father. Let me just read again. Therefore, when he, Yahushua, capital H, cometh into the world, he, Yahushua, capital H, said, sacrifice and offering thou, Yahweh Almighty. He had enough of it. It was a waste of time. That's why Hebrews 7 verse 18 says, he made an end to it. Because of the unprofitableness of it. And offerings thou, Yahweh Almighty, wouldest not. He does not want it anymore. But a body, a lamb, Yahushua, thou preparest me. The me is Yahushua. His body would have become the final offer for the sins of the people. Firstly, for the sins of Israel, his nation, which they did not accept because they shouted, crucify, crucify him. And then grace moved towards the Gentiles 2,000 years ago, up till today. Grace is ordained to the Gentiles. Here and there you will get a Jude or Hebrew guy, a person that will repent and be immersed. But it's very seldom. That's why everybody's mind is set with this third temple theology and the menorah and altar and the garment of the high priest, and they want to go back to the old things, to the offerings and the right hyphen. They want to go, the ashes of the right hyphen, want to go back to the stuff. Which Yahweh said, I had enough of it. Listen there. Listen what it says in verse 5. And think about what I just said. He's fed up with it. Father Yahweh was fed up with it. Therefore, when he, Yahushua, came into the world, he said, that's the Father, he, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not. Father doesn't want offerings and sacrifice anymore. But a body, a man, a person, Yahushua, thou hast prepared me. I was prepared. I was born with the intention to become the final sacred lamb offering. He would become the final high priest. Without sin, that did not need to offer for himself, for his own sins. But his body would have become the type, like a bull and a sheep, a lamb and a dove, whatever you want to call it. But the only difference is, this would have been the blood of the King of Kings and the master of all. Thou hast prepared a body. Who? Yahushua is talking about himself. My Father is preparing me to be offered. And that's why we as Yavist and bride of Yahushua today need to walk in total, try to live and walk in total holiness. Striving towards our old end time goal. Why? Because Yahushua knew it, and still he was prepared to walk the road. He knew he was destined to be offered. Isaiah 50 says he's like a lamb. Isaiah 53, verse 6, verse 7. He's like a lamb before his shearers. He opened not his mouth. He knew what was coming. But he was prepared to go all the way. To give his life in total for my sins and your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being an Elohim, being God, the Son of Yahweh, he knew what was coming. When he went to Gethsemane to pray, because he could see what was coming, he was praying with such emphasis that his blood or his sweat turned into blood. Being Yahweh, or let me put it the other way, being an Elohim, he could see into the future. He would see how they would demolish his body, mold him like dogs, angry dogs. Pray, Father, let this cup pass me by, but not my will, thy will be done. He knew what was going to happen, but he still was willing to go all out. In any time since where he was, when he was judged, let his blood be upon us and our children's children, walking the Golgotha way up the hill, dragging the cross. Here comes a shout, you've got the wrong person here. Knowing what the price was he was going to pay. Thou hast prepared me a body. A body that was to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. Us today, who were Gentiles, but now through the grace and the privilege of Yahweh our Elohim, is called the bride of Yahushua, and as individuals, Yahwist. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.